Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeblosser.
Welcome back to another edition of the award-winning Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210.
Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People living by Rotary's motto of service above self.
And today, our special guest is Rotarian... Stan Martin, discussing Backpack Attack. And what is that Backpack Attack? It's not a summer movie.
Backpack Snack Attack is a program where kids who normally would get their food at in the cafeteria will have something to eat during the weekends.
Okay.
Oh, so it's easy for kids from poor families?
Schools, yes.
Yeah, this augments the food program.
Yes.
The outreach program that the public schools provide.
Well, Stan, how did you find out about this? How did we find out that the kids who were being fed school lunches during the week were facing empty refrigerators at home on the weekends?
Well, our Rotary Club Community Service Director, Dr. Maggie Fairhagen, had one of her patients mention this program, that she had just returned to Warwick from Arkansas.
Right.
And another friend of hers, a former JAG officer, came, and they wanted to do something back in their hometown community, and they decided this Backpack Snack Attack might be something that was worthwhile. So they approached Maggie and wanted some support from the Warwick Rotary Club.
So Maggie's a member of your Rotary Club.
Yes.
Which Rotary Club? You didn't mention it.
The Warwick Valley Rotary Club, and she was the first woman president.
Was she? Oh, there you go. And she helped found this program then.
Yes.
With a friend of hers.
I was president at the time.
You were president at the time.
And they approached us, and we talked about it at the Rotary Board meeting and decided it had some possibility.
Some possibilities.
But we didn't like the food that they were talking about. So we got nutritionists in and...
advice about what to put into the program yourselves?
And it had to be an anonymous program so the kids wouldn't be embarrassed. It was started
How do you go about that, by the way? How do you... Does the school identify the children?
Correct.
And then you guys provide the food?
We first had to come up with... the school, and we decided the Pine Island area and the Black Dirt, and maybe the migrant workers might be
so there was kids. A district that you identified as probably being a school that needed some support.
Yes, and we got the support of the principal, who then got the superintendent aboard, and she used the nurse, who then was
the
teacher's
school nurse,
yes, identified...
families of need.
Yes, yes. And they also looked at siblings.
Uh-huh.
And this was for elementary school level.
Gotcha.
Well, you know, Stan Martin, a Rotarian of the Warwick Valley Rotary Club, we're talking about his Backpack Snack Attack, where he provides, him and his Rotary Club provide food for young students who may face an empty refrigerator and an empty cupboard during the weekends. We know times are bad, Stan. The economy is in the tank. How widespread is this problem of children not having sufficient food on the weekends? As you say, they have a nice hot meal from the school lunch cafeteria during the day, but how widespread is this problem of malnutrition?
We started out with one school with 20 students.
Okay.
It then expanded to where it is in all of the Warwick School District, the Greenwood Lake School District,
right,
and the Florida School District, and we now serve over 200 children.
Wow. Wow. I mean, that's Rotary's motto, service above self, to put smiles on 200 kids. It's a terrific thing, Stan Martin.
So where do you get the food? You said that you brought in some experts, some nutritional dietitian people to give you advice on making the food more nutritious. That was a goal of your Rotary Club. Where do you get the food?
We... actually have expanded to where there are something like 300 volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And with a lot of organizations, the Reformed Church gave us a facility to
operate
store food and to...
So this is a community cooperative project now.
It has become that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
The seed money for the whole project came from a simplified district grant from Rotary District 7210.
Mm-hmm. That's our Hudson Valley District, who sponsors Radio Rotary, by the way.
Yes, they are. They're one of our sponsors as well. So do you purchase the food? Do people donate the food? Do you go to bigger supermarket chains and get it?
Or all of the above, but we emphasize a lot in the donations, the money.
So monetary and food donations.
We use the money because we go through the Ecumenical Ministry Food Pantry,
gotcha,
which then has the Hudson Valley Food Bank.
Yes.
So the money is a multiplier effect.
Gotcha.
$1
goes
buying
goes
through
and goes.
That may about get you $8 worth of food.
Well, mm-hmm. Rotarian Stan Martin of Warwick Valley Rotary, we're talking about the Backpack Snack Attack, providing weekend meals for needy kids. Let's talk about a typical Friday, all right? And as you said, we want to keep this confidential so that the child is not embarrassed. How does that food get into his backpack and get home? How does that all work?
Okay. We have the list of backpacks which we purchased.
Right.
And the kids bring them back Monday empty.
Right.
And then our volunteers will use we'll go into the Reformed Church room and fill up the pack. We have the ages and the schools and what's necessary.
To be stuffed
with the volunteers.
Those
are taken to the school nurse who then distributes them on Friday afternoon.
And does every kid get the same meal or is it
pretty much
custom?
So. We do have, through the nurses knowing any problems in the family and of
any dietary restrictions.
Correct.
Food allergies.
Yes.
You must have some of those.
Yes.
Yeah.
But what kind of meals are we putting in there? Obviously, they can't be anything that needs to be refrigerated. So what kind of meals are we talking about?
We have a variety of things that preferably do not have to be,
immediately.
Cans and stuff like that. So we have breakfast bars, cheese and crackers. We try to get foods, vegetables, stuff like that. Things from the farmers, apples.
Oh, that sounds great.
And Warwick's a big apple area.
Wholesome and nutritious. No 20-ounce sodas to get Mayor Bloomberg mad.
Correct.
Right? Mayor Bloomberg said no more 20-ounce sodas.
Yeah, fruits always good. There's about 12 to 14 items put into each backpack.
Right. Now, of course, the natural question arises, and this is a wonderful program. It's really something that makes me proud to be a Rotarian, that we're providing these weekend meals for kids who otherwise would go hungry. And, of course, a hungry child is not one who's concentrating on his studies. I mean, you are not only helping kids today, but making future citizens out of them because they're going to be able to study and lift themselves out of poverty because they're going to have a good food fuel, to get them through that weekend. But what about the summers, when they're not going to be at the school cafeteria during the week, what happens then? Do you know?
That's an excellent question, and one we're still working on fully. There are a couple other programs that we've been in working on. We have one started by a high school sophomore, I believe, working on her, the Girl Scout Gold Award?
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's the equivalent of a boy's Eagle Scout.
Correct. Yep. And she started providing weekend meals, and has gotten the community involved in that for the summer. And so Rotary is also assisting in that. We've got to work out the logistics of how to do some of the other programs, but that seems to be very good. We even get out there and wash the dishes and we're...
You're the army, the labor army,
correct,
to help her.
Right.
I know Stan Martin has no greater joy than bringing a smile to a kid's face. How long have you and the Warwick Valley Rotary been involved with this Backpack Snack Attack, providing weekend meals for needy children?
We started the planning in 2008 when I was president, and it actually got going into effect January 2009.
So you've probably
that's pretty quickly
served thousands of meals to these kids over the years.
Yes,
but they launched the project so quickly; it was so effective so early on. And I understand. Did I hear at our last district assembly that this is now a model that the Rotary wants to use in other areas and other regions?
Yes, there are some others that are doing
that's it. That's congratulations. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
You know, we're going to find out a lot more about this. Wonderful program, Backpack Snack Attack, providing weekend meals for needy children from our good friend, fellow Rotarian Stan Martin. But first, let me remind our listeners, they're in tune with Radio Rotary on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Trebois, and my co-host is the effervescent Sarah O'Connell. Our very special guest, outstanding Rotarian Stan Martin, talking about the Backpack Snack Attack. And, you know, you have to be a professional radio man to say that without without
three times fast, and
stumbling.
We'll say, then we'll talk. Three
so,
times
Sarah,
fast.
Who gives us snacks on Radio Rotary this week?
Betty
Renner, that's right. Betty Renner gives
the
staff of Radio Rotary snacks every week before the show. But Radio Rotary is brought to us by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Congers Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Highland, Hyde Park, Kinderhook Tri-Village, Middletown, Millbrook, and Poughkeepsie, Arlington.
And we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary after these important messages.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They've taught millions of people to read, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,001. Find out what an impact one person can make. Learn about Rotary at Rotary.org.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Gettleson Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Gettleson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio and online at hudsonvalleytalkradio.com.
Welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. You are listening, Hudson Valley, to the award-winning Radio Rotary made possible by Rotary District 7210. I'm Sarah O'Connell, and I'm joined by my co-host, Jonah Trebwasser.
Hi.
And today, our special guest is fellow Rotarian Stan Martin, and he is discussing a wonderful program called Backpack Snack Attack, and it is a food program implemented through the public school systems to help needy children and families. And the Rotary Club launched this wonderful initiative. We talked a lot in the last segment about the nuts and bolts of it, how it got started and where the foods come from and how you distribute food through a backpack system to kids for snacks and things to take home to augment their families' pantries over
the weekend.
Because the school is able to address and help and support these kids during the week, but when they're not there, that was another issue that your club came up with, identified volunteers from your club and have done something about it. I understand that this Backpack Snack Attack, Stan Martin of the Warwick Rotary Club, has become a model for other areas.
Yes, right? Yes, it has. And the late Chet Sawyer was a key person who recognized that right at the beginning and spread the word around.
And, of course, Chet was one of our past district governors and a member of the, is it the Goshen Club that he was a member? I believe so.
New Windsor Cornwall.
New Windsor Cornwall, thank you.
And he's an old friend of Radio Rotary. He was on with us twice on another wonderful service
times,
project.
Actually.
Yeah, several, another service project called the Medical Supplies Bishops.
He was also an attorney.
Well, you know, attorneys are very sweet, level people. You're looking at one, young lady, and I don't understand.
I'm so glad you're not an attorney. Just every other guest we have on this show is an attorney.
Well, actually,
I feel like it's a plot.
Let's find out about Stan Martin.
Stan. There you go, Mr. Segway.
Stan, tell us what you did for a living all those years.
I'm a journalist, and I'm a retired editor and publisher of Strauss Newspapers. We have 9 newspapers. 3 in Orange County, 5 in northern New Jersey, and 1 in Pennsylvania.
And folks know, if you wonder why you see so many good articles and photographs about Rotary events throughout newspapers throughout the Hudson Valley, it's because Stan taught all of us how to get stuff in the paper. It's great. And Stan, how long have you been a Rotarian?
It is my 30th year.
Oh, congratulations. That's
and you're
great.
A past president. You're a past assistant governor, too, aren't you?
I'm a past, current, and then I'm continuing this coming year. This will be my 4th year.
Oh, you Terrific. Are. Oh, mm-hmm. Good. That's great. So we'll all be working together.
And you're with the Warwick Valley Rotary Club?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And where and when do they meet?
We meet every Wednesday at the Landmark Inn Noon Club.
And Sarah wants to know?
How's the food, Stan? It's very
fantastic.
Okay.
And Culinary folks, Institute graduates.
Woo!
Right, folks at home who are in the Warwick Valley area and want to join Rotary, just come on Wednesdays, be Stan's guest.
Jonah, if somebody wanted to, were not in the Warwick area and they wanted to find out more about Rotary, how would they do that?
They would go to Rotary.org on their computer, click on the club locator button, type in your hometown, find out where your Rotary Club meets, join us for the fun, the fellowship, and the service, and make friends with great people like Stan Martin. And Stan, one of the things I found out about you, which amazed me, is that you were born in Bermuda.
On New Year's Day.
New Year's Day.
That must be some kind of lucky kid.
Is that right? I've been trying harder.
So what possessed you to leave the beautiful weather of Bermuda and come to the beautiful but cold and snowy weather of the Hudson Valley?
My mother remarried an American serviceman. So we've traveled all over the United States. I think it's 48 states. Never been to Alaska. And I'm waiting for the last one state I'll visit is Rhode Island.
Oh, you mean so you've been to Hawaii but not Rhode Island?
Yes.
Oh, all right. So, Stan, you're wearing a great T-shirt. I like to describe it. It's got the Rotary symbol on it, and it's got the words, fill empty bowls, and the Rotary symbol is inside an empty bowl. What's that all about, Stan?
The Empty Bowl Project, actually, I believe it's in many parts of the country, but Warwick has done a great job with it, thanks to our superintendent of schools, Ray Bryant, mm-hmm. and Shirley Pewitt and Jay Rowland, who were the initiators of the Backpack Snack Attack. And the bowls are made by local potters, and they're all different, and the people get to keep them.
All right.
But the food, the soup, is made by the great chefs around Warwick,
uh-huh.
and the ingredients come from the local farmers.
Wow, sounds great.
And the shirts have the logos of different businesses,
mm-hmm.
who then buy them, and then they, we sell the shirts.
And the funds go to what?
The funds go to the Backpack Snack Attack.
Oh, great.
The first $15,000, $20,000, I believe it's $15,000, and the additional money goes to the 3 food pantries in Warwick, the Greenwood Lake, Warwick, and Florida. On this most recent one, we've raised $35,000.
That's fabulous. Boy. So tell me, Rotarian Stan Martin, talking to us about the Backpack Snack Attack, providing weekend meals for needy children throughout the area. If there are people listening to Hudson Valley Talk Radio who may have this need themselves or know of a neighbor who needs this, or perhaps they're not in the Warwick area, but they say, you know, that sounds like a great idea. I'd like to bring that to my service club. How can people contact you or learn more about the Backpack Snack Attack?
Well, they can email me at stanmartin@hvc.rr.com, or they can get on the web. the Reformed Church in Warwick. I'm not sure if that's a .org or whatever it is.
But, right.
Well, I'm sure you can Google it and figure it out.
Yes, yes.
Okay, but repeat your email again.
My email is stanmartin@hvc.rr.com.
And Stan Martin's one word.
Yes.
All right, folks, home, get a pencil and paper. We'll try and repeat that before the end of the show. So let's get back, Stan, for a moment to the Backpack Snack Attack, providing weekend meals for needy kids. How do you make sure that, you know, kids are hungry? I mean, I raised two, and my income doubled when my son left for college, and, you know, he didn't inhale $300 worth of food out of the refrigerator in every meal. How do you make sure that these things get paced out over the weekend? I mean, do we talk to children about it? Like, don't eat all this on the bus on the way home? How does that work?
We haven't had to worry about that. Yeah. I think the parents probably
monitor that a little bit and give their kids some instructions.
Mm-hmm. And do you provide three nutritious meals for each of the two weekend days, or is it just lunch?
There's 12 items, so it's basically however they want to do it.
Right. And for people who are joining us late, what kind of items do you put in the backpacks?
Ones that do not have to be cooked on a stove. But it could
or
be microwaved
or
refrigerated. Such, they could be, you know, the easy soups and fruits,
bars, energy bars or snack bars,
that type of food. Mm-hmm.
So, Stan, do you ever see a time when perhaps, God willing, we won't have to have something like the Backpack Snack Attack? Do you ever see a time when things will improve to the point where children will be able to have nutritious meals around the week?
I certainly hope so.
So what are the kind of things that the Warwick Valley Rotary Club doing to help their neighbors, besides the wonderful Backpack Snack Attack?
We have about three dozen actual organizations that we help and sponsor. And it's a wide variety. Plus, we offer three scholarships, $1,750 each. We support the RILA program with five students.
Well, explain what RILA is.
It's a Rotary Youth Leadership
Award.
Mm-hmm. And that's a week-long program at Mount St.
Mary's College.
Yes.
And it's an annual event every year.
And we're molding the future leaders of America. We're doing that. And
we also, one big function that we tie in with the town of Warwick is a senior picnic.
All right.
We feed 800 seniors at the town park, and that's amazing what they can eat. And I'm one of those.
Now, what one question that's going to lead into a plug. I know you have something called Rotafest coming up for the Rotarians listening out there. What's that all about?
That's a district-wide, 8-county family fun activity with entertainment, food, and the regions 5 and 6 are sponsoring that. It will be July 8th at the Orange County Park, the Thomas Bowl Park.
That alone is a good reason to become a Rotarian. Mm-hmm. You have to go to this great activity. I've been to that, actually, a couple of years ago. And I understand
the
world-renowned Banjo Lil will be playing her banjo.
Yes.
And tell us who Banjo Lil is.
That's my love of my life.
And that's Mrs. Stan Martin.
Yeah, she is a phenomenal person who keeps me grounded.
And you know what? She's got a phenomenal husband in Stan Martin, an outstanding Rotarian, who came to us today to talk about the Backpack Snack Attack, providing weekend meals for needy children. And Stan, give us your email address again so people can write it down. They can get more information or perhaps volunteer to help you out.
stanmartin@hvc.rr.com.
Stan Martin, a pleasure to have you back here on Radio Rotary, and thank you not only for being with us, but for everything you do for young people.
It was my pleasure.
And who do we have to thank for keeping us fed this week there, young lady?
Well, Jonah, today Radio Rotary, or this portion of Radio Rotary, is sponsored by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the clubs of Newburgh, New City, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Red Hook, and Southern Ulster.
For the entire award-winning Radio Rotary team of Betty Renner, our producer, Sarah O'Connell, my co-host, our engineer, Jay Verzi, this is Jonah Treibwasser, thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again every Friday morning at 9 for Radio Rotary, right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.